You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tech reporter Mike Dubusky is joining us live this morning. And Mike, I did not over the weekend get out to see the remake of The Toxic Avenger. It's still on my list, though, but it's the only movie I was really thinking of seeing. Well, there is that and one other movie, but you have to go somewhere very specific to see it. And that is the re-release of The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And this isn't your grandmother's Wizard of Oz movie, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. This, because of the unique design of the sphere, is a much different version of The Wizard of Oz than really we've ever seen before. The Wizard of Oz, obviously from 1939, it's the movie that the Library of Congress calls the most watched movie of all time. And the sphere is this brand new kind of state-of-the-art entertainment venue in Las Vegas. It's a big sphere, if you haven't seen it. It looks like a giant basketball kind of just off the strip in Las Vegas. And it's got on the inside about four football fields worth of 16K LED screens. Well, because this kind of unique design of this screen that kind of stretches up and behind and around the audience, they needed to do some pretty big modifications to The Wizard of Oz. And the creative team behind this went to Google, specifically their artificial intelligence team, to do this. There's a couple different technologies being employed here to basically stretch The Wizard of Oz to fit this new screen. For one, blowing up a movie to this scale will lessen the image quality. This is the same principle that applies whenever you really zoom in on an iPhone photo. It kind of gets muddy and starts to fall apart. Well, that same principle would apply if they were to just take The Wizard of Oz and stretch it normally over this huge screen. So they used artificial intelligence to sharpen and make clearer a lot of these images that are now much bigger. This is a process that Google calls super resolution. There's also outpainting, where, you know, in the traditional format, you might only see Dorothy's head and shoulders in a given shot. Well, now because the screen is so big, they're using AI to basically invent what the rest of that character looks like, using AI to fill out her dress and the ruby slippers because you wouldn't have otherwise seen them in that particular shot. In some cases, they're actually creating full characters out of nothing. So, for example, in an early scene in The Wizard of Oz, the camera pans, cutting a character out of frame, Uncle Henry specifically, and because now there's this wider field view at the sphere, Uncle Henry doesn't disappear off screen, so the creative team had to use AI to come up with something for him to do. It is a process they call performance generation. In promotional videos, they say they went back to the original script and director's notes to kind of inform what that performance will look like. But guys, you can imagine now that they're going so far with AI, creating full characters, creating performances where there weren't any, this is really dividing opinion in Hollywood, because it was not so long ago that the writers and the actors went on strike to protest the creeping influence of AI in their industry.
Oh, and this could be the tip of the iceberg, too, just taking this movie. What was the overall reaction, though, to it?
Well, for one, it is doing financially well, despite the fact that the creative team behind this spent about $80 million modernizing The Wizard of Oz. Tickets, they say they've sold about 200,000 of them so far, and that is especially eye-popping, guys, given that they start at $109 a pop, and they go all the way up to $349 for, like, really exclusive packages with merch and special seats and what have you. However, reaction has been mixed. On the one hand, you have people who are really excited about the potential for AI, among them Ben Mankiewicz, who is the host of Turner Classic Movies, also the grandson of Herman Mankiewicz, the writer of Citizen Kane. He, in a piece for CBS Sunday Morning, said that this feels like magic to see some of these images expanded in this way, really be immersed in this classic film. But others are pushing back in a big way. Slate, in their review of this movie, called it an atrocity. IndieWire says it's the world's ugliest Oz that has been radically mutilated by AI. And Jamel Bowie, who is a columnist for the New York Times, he spoke to ABC over the weekend about this, calling it an abomination that's an insult to the very idea of art. His larger point there being that film, art, writing, television is all about what you see as much as it is what you don't see, right? Cuts and framing are all creative choices that, you know, now this is kind of flying in the face of. So you can imagine that this is really kind of, tensions are high, you should say, when people are talking about this, but you can imagine that Hollywood is going to be watching really closely to see if this is a success or a failure, because this could be a direction that the industry goes in.
And it's not just what's on the screen. I know there's like blustering winds inside, you know, during the tornado scene, there's apples falling from the ceiling. I think I even saw a flying monkey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, really popping out at you on there. So it's this immersive experience. I mean, it's like a test subject, but the question is, how many people are really going to jump on this? There's only one place in the world right now where you can see it. So, I mean, how much money are you really going to put into it? They've got one movie playing at the Sphere. I think it's been the same movie for the 2 years it's been open.
Yeah, this is a new kind of version of The Wizard of Oz. They've also played a Darren Aronofsky film at the Sphere, but it was not as sort of AI intensive. It was kind of one of those, you know, promotional sort of nature docudrama sort of things. But like, that was another piece of this. Even if this is just kind of a proof of concept idea, you can imagine that there are other pieces of this that might filter out to other movies. For one, the 4D effects that you mentioned there, where kind of wind blows through your hair during the tornado scenes and flying monkeys swoop down over you, that's already actually starting to crop up at theaters across the country. Regal screens what are known as 4DX movies, where, you know, your seat moves and they blow kind of water at you in some cases, depending on what's going on in the movie. We saw that become really popular during the release of Twisters last summer, interestingly enough. In addition to that, the AI stuff here might also be leaking out into the rest of Hollywood. A number of AI studios have been kind of positioning themselves if the industry ends up going in a more AI-assisted route. A24, for example, the studio behind movies like Civil War, Everything Everywhere All at Once, they recently revealed to The New Yorker that they've established an AI division, potentially putting that at odds with the sort of auteur directors that they have in their stable. Natasha Lyonne, who is the star of the Netflix show Russian Doll, recently set up Asteria, which is being touted as an AI studio. She says she's also making a movie called Uncanny Valley, which she says she's using AI tools to do. And then, guys, there's the really out there stuff, things like Showrunner, which is a new company backed by Amazon. This is basically a streaming service that you prompt, right? You can go to this streaming service, say, hey, I want an 8-episode series set in the far reaches of space, and I want it to be in this specific animation style, and it will supposedly generate those images for you. There's stuff out there ready to meet the industry if it goes in this direction, but I think we have to wait and see whether it actually will or not.
Yeah, interesting to watch for sure. Mike, thank you. Always appreciate it.
Of course, guys. Take care.
All right. Mike DeBusky, our tech reporter, joining us here on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.